Hello and welcome to the Living Worthy Podcast. I'm DJ Horton, pastor and founder of Living Worthy Ministries, which is a phrase taken directly from the Apostle Paul's writings in Colossians chapter 1, where he says, I've not ceased to pray for you so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Whether you're new to the faith, a committed Christian, or a ministry leader, the purpose of Living Worthy Podcast is to encourage and equip you to live a life worthy of the Lord and use your influence to lead others to do the same. I'm super excited to kick off a series of episodes we've been working on for quite some time. What will follow after this episode of introduction is what I'm calling the seven deadly sins of ministry. Several years ago, I just began writing and collecting notes as I watched people struggle in ministry for different reasons. Not only struggles in my own life, but struggles in the lives of other leaders around me. And then sadly, over the years, I've seen guys in high-profile positions be disqualified for various struggles. And whenever a ministry dies, I think it's important to do an autopsy, not with a spirit of sinful criticism, but just ask the question, what happened? Because every person who wants to lead others to love Christ doesn't want their life, their ministry, or their influence to be derailed by sin that's neglected. The absence of sin is not something we are promised on this side of heaven. I often remind people when I'm teaching on this subject that when we come to Christ, we are not saved from the presence of sin. It is still all around us and it is in us. But we are saved from the power of sin, meaning we can live victorious Christian lives. And there are times where our walk might not feel victorious, but we choose to trust the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God in us, who from the day we're saved begins transforming us into being more like the Lord Jesus. In leadership, especially in ministry leadership, I have become convinced that there are a handful of deadly sins that, if left unchecked, can bankrupt, derail, disqualify a person from leading in ministry. And over the years, as I've jotted these down and given them some thought and poured them through the Word of God, my list, which is not exhausted, it's not inspired, is seven. I call it the seven deadly sins of ministry. If left unchecked, these will destroy our ability to influence others. Here they are. Number one is subtle pride. Number two, struggling for power. Number three, seeking popularity, prestige, or prominence. Sin number four, sexual sin. Number five, stale prayer and spiritless priorities. Number six, being satisfied without seeing people saved. And finally, number seven, rounding off the list, seeking superficial pleasures or possessions over savoring and being satisfied in the Savior. So for the next seven episodes, I'm going to take each one of those and invite a special guest to have a conversation with me. I've chosen some high-profile leaders in my life, men who have great influence and whose life and their ministry publicly and privately certainly reflect a desire to be honest about the landmines any of us can step in, but to also keep those at bay, checking our hearts and putting ourselves in a great position to live a life that honors the Lord, to live a life worthy of the Lord, and to not only have an active and effective and influential ministry, but finish the ministry that God called us to and finish it in a way that is honorable, not only to the Lord, but for His church. So tune in to these seven episodes of the seven deadly sins of ministry. Thank you.